Every once in a while, you come across people who are just inspirational. Ruti Fizan is one of them. Ruti is a running instructor and a nutritionist. She works with women and men from all over who are trying to reach their different goals. She incorporates blood work with just different natural substances, tricks and tips on how to just live a healthier lifestyle. And she herself is just a woman that wakes up early in the morning. She makes healthy food for her children, and she's out on fire all day, working and just living a healthy, nutritious life. I personally started this journey because I wanted to get more into shape after I had my child, and I wanted to just start feeling better about myself and my own body. It's a similar story to how Ruti started out with her journey, but just you have to listen to the whole thing over here. This is some real gold. Here goes. Hello, Ruti.
Hi, good morning.
I'm so happy we have you on today. I'd love to hear a little bit more about what got you into this field.
So it all started almost 13 years ago when I gave birth to my son. I had a very difficult pregnancy, and towards the end, the birth itself was very difficult. And after the birth, I due to the difficult birth, what happened was, I don't want to get too many details, but I tore a lot, and it was very difficult for me to heal. And the conventional doctors just gave me painkillers, and they didn't help me deal with the problem. And I was suffering. I couldn't get out of my bed for almost a year.
Wow.
And really what helped me get out of bed and get back to myself was changing my nutrition, starting to do a little bit of exercise. Slowly I got into it, and I saw how it helped me so much that I decided that I wanted to help other women, especially after birth, to be able to get back to themselves, to get their energy back, to feel good about themselves. So that's when I started studying it, and I studied both to be a nutritionist and to be a running instructor. I haven't stopped studying since then, but now I'm still I'm working in the field. I have lots of running groups for women. I have lots of private sessions on nutrition. I also give courses over Zoom. I've done a few detox programs, and it's just amazing to see how first of all, I'm just so grateful that I'm able to help, especially women, but also I work with men with the nutrition.
Interesting.
And it's just mamash beautiful to see how people can really change through changing their diet, through doing a little bit of exercise. And it just helps us have a more quality lifestyle.
Yeah. Exercise is used for anxiety reduction and for just overall well-being. Like they say, anytime you're feeling down or low, just go out for a run, you'll feel better. And when I see you, like I see you as really inspirational. I remember you were telling me how you wake up at 5:30 in the morning, make your children's foods for school, and then you go for like a long run of like, I don't know, 10, even up to 18 kilometers. And then, you know, you're here eating your healthy breakfast and living your beautiful, busy lifestyle. I wanted to ask you, what is your relationship with staying fit? Were you always like the fit type? Because you look wonderful. You look in really good shape. Were you always in this shape, or is it just something that over the years you started connecting with more?
So I never had a big problem with weight. So I think that I wasn't so aware of what I used to eat.
Interesting.
When my husband and I, we were talking about it recently when we dated. When we were dating, we decided to try out all the souffle, chocolate souffles in all of Jerusalem from all the restaurants.
Sounds like a fun adventure.
Yeah, so we like tasted them all. Anyway, I used to just eat whatever I wanted, and I didn't realize what effect it was having on my body. I didn't always have all the energy that I have today.
Yeah,
I find that through my change of nutrition, I have more energy. So I'm able to wake up at 5:30 in the morning and do so much more throughout the day Like, wow. It's like, I just see a difference. Like, also I saw a big difference between my two pregnancies before my change and my two pregnancies after my change. Like, for the first two pregnancies, I put on almost 30 kilos.
Wow.
Okay, during the two pregnancies. Mm-hmm. I was tired, I didn't have energy. Mm-hmm. And for my second two pregnancies, I put on like between 9 and 11 kilos. Mm-hmm. Really was just baby weight. I had tons of energy. I was running almost towards the end of the pregnancy.
Wow.
I didn't feel like the pregnancy was difficult for me. It was amazing, really just an amazing mm-hmm. experience. I was able to see the difference. Mm-hmm. So I really see how the nutrition just changed my lifestyle and the exercise together with it. It's very important to have both of them together.
So what are the main changes that you had between your first two and then the last two pregnancies?
So like I said, it was the nutrition.
Like breaking it down, like what practically did you do to like totally change this pregnancy to make it better?
So I was, first of all, I was very careful about eating the correct foods that would give me the energy that I needed. Mm-hmm. For example, here, we can see here an example of the breakfast. Oh, we don't see it. The breakfast that I like to eat in the morning.
Here, take a look. Overnight oats.
Overnight oats. And next to it, I like to have a shake. Today it's purple with the blueberries, the mix
lovely.
Of the blueberries in there.
Yes.
I really recommend to start the day with a shake. If you're having I, for example, ran this morning 16 kilometers.
Whoa.
So that's why I have both of them. I have both the oats and the shake. But if you didn't do like a major workout this morning, then a shake, a good healthy shake is enough. And then like you can spit it out, you can have the oats or just the oats and then the shake later.
So
I think that was the first change that I did, was change my nutrition.
Uh-huh.
And then slowly I did get into more exercise. I built that up over the years.
Yeah.
You asked me whether I was always into fitness. So yes, I did always enjoy sports.
Uh-huh.
As a teenager, I used to go rollerblading a lot, and I used to enjoy doing exercise.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I would say I'm more into it today. I mean, today I just like, my day starts with exercise. I can't start my day if I don't do exercise. It's like my go-to, my oxygen.
Yes.
My kids always say, like if I'm annoyed, they'll say to me, "Mommy, did you do your exercise today?"
That's so funny.
Go do exercise and then come
gosh.
To me. Or if they want to ask me for something, they know to come to me after I've done my workout.
Right.
That's when I'm most, you know, and I see it. I'm calmer after my workout.
For sure. I'm also normally a lot calmer. Mm-hmm. I think when I exercise, and I used to exercise a lot more. The truth is, before my pregnancy as well, I was in such great shape. I was running. And then over the years, and especially after the pregnancy, I just feel like I lost a lot of energy. I feel like I'm so busy lifting my son, and thank God he loves eating. So he weighs like around over 10 kilo now, and he's like only 8 months old. And I feel like by the time it's time for me to run, whether it's at night or even in the morning, like for me, it's just, I don't have as much energy. And also where I live in a very hilly area. So like I get burnt out really fast.
Mm-hmm.
But you live in Jerusalem, and it's also over here, it's like not so flat. So how do you build up where you could just wake up and run 16 kilometers first thing in the morning?
So first of all, baby steps. Start slowly.
Yeah.
I would recommend you going out with your son.
Mm-hmm.
Put him in the stroller. Make sure that you have a comfortable stroller.
Yeah, I have a jogging stroller.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So go out for half an hour, do walk for 4 minutes, run for 1 minute. Start off slowly.
Interesting.
And then build it up.
Okay.
Really, I also concentrate on trying to sleep well at night.
We started sleeping really well. We started sleeping from 11 o'clock until 7 in the morning.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So that
without him waking us up in the middle. I mean, he does wake us up sometimes. But that's like our new bedtime routine, and I'm really happy about that.
Amazing. So that's an excellent change. And do you feel a difference?
I feel so much of a difference.
Well, there you go.
I feel like I'm more of a human being. I feel more at peace during the day. And it's incredible because also the more you sleep at your time, it's like you feel yourself getting tired before 11. It's like you know it's your bedtime. I feel like it's also easier to fall asleep at night because like you programmed your body to know it's your bedtime.
Excellent. So there you go. So that's step one. Step one, mm-hmm. go to sleep earlier, wake up earlier. Mm-hmm. Okay? Step two, make sure to eat a healthy breakfast.
I have been eating the overnight oats that you introduced me to actually last time I was here. So Ruti told me all about overnight oats, and ever since then, I started really doing it, like, religiously. I have to say, I take a little bit more than you do. I do, like, a cup of oats. I've tried also with the rolled oats, also without, and I fill it with goji berries, raisins, cinnamon, chia seeds, sometimes flax seeds, and almond butter.
Amazing.
And I just had one, like, also now, before I came here, and, like, I feel like I've been preaching it lately, but it's really so soothing. And, like, every time I start my day with the overnight oats, I feel, like, the sense of, like, well-being. It's almost like that feeling of even after a run, you know, well-being like that. So it's a perfect recipe for a morning.
100%. If anyone wants the recipe, I could maybe post it afterwards.
Yeah.
And I could share the recipe with you.
It's a wonderful idea.
I just want to say the reason, it's not stamped that you're feeling calm after you eat the overnight oats. The oatmeal in it has different vitamin Bs, mm-hmm. which help to calm us down, okay? So that's mm-hmm. that's part of the thing when we eat good carbohydrates as well. Mm-hmm. It helps release a hormone which helps to calm us down.
So interesting.
So it's not just coincidental that you feel calm after eating your oats.
Yeah, and also microbes. Is it microbiomes or microbes?
Microbiomes.
Microbiomes.
Yeah, that's when you leave the oats outside and collect. I spoke to you about leaving them before you go to sleep for about 3 hours to collect the microbiomes from your house.
Yes.
So these are your own, it's like a probiotic. So
it's like germs from the air that kind of, what are they good for? For your immune system?
For your gut.
Oh, for your gut.
Mm. Yeah.
Right.
So that helps you.
Yes.
So it's also your immune system.
Yes.
But it's also your stomach, like your stomach to your gut to make you feel, you know, not to have bloatiness after meals.
Interesting. Right. Okay, fine. So the three things that you were saying for improving my running is building it up gradually. Okay. It's getting enough sleep and it's eating a healthy breakfast.
Yeah.
Yes. Anything else?
So I can also give a recipe. I can tell you by heart the recipe for this shake.
Yeah, that looks wonderful.
And I could afterwards post the recipe for that as well. I just want to mention one thing. You said you put flax seeds in your in your oats.
Yes.
So Dafka, I would recommend you to put the flax seeds in the shake.
Really?
Because the flax seeds in the oats won't get absorbed in your body unless you blend them.
Really? If we just eat normal flax seeds that aren't ground, you don't get any benefit?
Very little benefit. It doesn't really get absorbed in the body. Mm. You could put the chia seeds in the oats.
Yes.
That would get, you could soak them in the overnight oats, the chia seeds. That would get absorbed much better.
Really?
The flax seeds I put in the shake.
So that they open up and then you get the
whole flax seeds and then it blends within my shake.
Okay.
So it'll get absorbed in my body. Okay. I love the flax seeds. They have omega-3. So actually they even have, like, the omega-3 is better than the chia seeds. So I would recommend flax seeds.
Yeah. What is omega-3 good for?
So omega-3 is good for your brain. Mm-hmm. It's good for concentration. It's good for your skin.
It's good for fish oil.
Yeah.
Fish oil has omega-3.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's good for anti-inflammatory.
Hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
So it's good for inflammation. A lot of times we have inflammation within the body. So it's great to have every day as much as you can.
So yeah, what else is inside here?
So here I have celery. Hmm. I have coconut water. Coconut water, I love it. It hydrates you. It has an electrolytes. Mm. I like to drink coconut water before my run as well.
Yeah.
I put in here cinnamon. Mm. Cinnamon helps to balance out the sugar in the body.
Yes.
I put in there ginger. Mm. Also, ginger is an anti-inflammatory and also good for digestion. Mm. I put blueberries.
Yes.
A bit of a banana.
Blueberries are a luxury these days.
So I bought frozen blueberries
and
frozen banana.
Oh, nice.
I actually prefer frozen banana to fresh banana.
Because it's more chilling. It's more cooling in the shake.
No, because it gives you a prolonged energy. It turns into amylan. I don't know the word in English. I can't remember. But the banana, when you freeze it.
So I've never heard of that before. Okay.
It's like also if you eat cold rice. Oh, I could just go
it's
into like
so
many things.
It's like so released Ritalin. Really? Cold rice?
If you eat this, I can't remember the name now, but it basically helps.
It in Hebrew?
Amylan, starch. It makes the starch longer lasting.
Mm.
So it gives you more energy for a longer time. It's makes you satiated for a longer time.
Right. It's like Ritalin. They have like a fast release Ritalin and then a slow release Ritalin. Oh,
okay. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. What else do I have in there? I think that's it.
It's wonderful. So coconut water, blueberries, ginger, flax seeds, a little bit of coconut. Oh, we said that. And banana.
Oh, sorry. And I put in my powders. Moringa powder and super green powder. I put in a teaspoon of moringa powder and a teaspoon of...
What's moringa powder?
Oh, I can show you. But moringa powder is good for...
Yeah, show us. Wow.
So here we have in here alkalizing super greens. And we have in the moringa powder. They both help to give energy, really good after a workout. They both help to, they've got different vitamins and minerals in them. They help for detoxing the body, to take toxins out. I order them on iHerb.
Yeah, I was wondering that you could probably order them on iHerb.
Yeah.
That sounds lovely. So, oh my gosh, and 16 kilometers. So after a 16-kilometer run, this is what you fuel your body with, and you feel like it really like fills you up.
Yeah, it's great.
That's incredible. What do you do for the whole 16 kilometers to keep your mind occupied?
So sometimes I listen to podcasts.
Yeah, like this one.
Like this one, exactly. Health, nutrition, positive podcasts. Oh, yeah? I love that.
Yeah.
And just sometimes I listen to music just to relax.
Yeah.
I love going out for long, slow runs.
Mm.
I mean, sometimes I'll do like interval training.
Mm-hmm.
To keep me, you know, more fit, but the long runs are my favorite. I just slow and relax, and I just come back energized.
And how do you deal with the hills? Like, doesn't it get you down every time you're going up a hill, and you're like, I just want it to be flat? You don't have that?
So usually when I go on my long runs, I look for more flat areas.
Mm.
Sometimes I want to do hill training, so I'll look for a hill, and I'll go up and down the hill like 10 times.
Yeah.
It depends on my workouts. When I have my running groups, we work a lot on training to run up the hills.
Right, because that gets you in shape. Right,
yeah.
That's really good. I remember listening to, there's actually a running podcast, and they were saying if you really do want to get good at running, you just need to run up a hill.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, where I live, it's perfect. Like the only way to get started on my day is to go up a hill, because I live on the bottom of a hill.
No, well, yeah. There you go.
Yeah, a mountain, amazing. Actually. It's a proper mountain.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
So it gets you your heart rate up, and it's really good for you to running up the hills. Also, actually, running up strengthens your glutes and your hamstrings more than flat running. So that is just a very good exercise to do anyway.
Right. And I remember you were saying also in the beginning of this chat how you also do men's nutritions, and I think that's so important. I think a lot of men are very insecure about opening up about also their emotions at times, but also about their nutrition. Like, how often do you see a man who, unless he's obese or really overweight, will come and be like, oh, I want to start eating healthier, you know? So what's that like?
So that's really interesting, actually. You know, I've worked with several men. So some of them, like they say, like, I worked with one man who has diabetes.
Mm.
And he lost 30 kilos through working with me.
Wow.
And he started going to the gym. Mm. He just changed his whole lifestyle. And we used to meet via Zoom. And think he felt more comfortable meeting with me via Zoom.
Mm-hmm.
He was working in his office.
Mm.
Whether sometimes he was in Tel Aviv, sometimes in Jerusalem. It worked really well. And I had another man who joined me on the detox program with his wife. They did it together.
He
did it together with his wife. It was wonderful. And it was really nice to see that it's actually interesting that most of the men that I work with, I work via Zoom.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe they just feel more comfortable and maybe they don't like to, I don't know, maybe...
Of course.
Spend too much. It kind of saves their time. In general, I think that it's just nice to, you know, sometimes online it works.
I think it's so wonderful that you're opening up also to the men because they, especially within Judaism, within religion, it's not always like by... default or understood, bo'me love, as they say, that we work with men, you know, because it's like everything is more segregated. And for me, for example, I also have had men wanting to learn art with me, and like I don't have any art classes for men yet. I also teach art, and like I'm like wondering.
She's an amazing artist. Wow.
Thank you.
Wow, so impressive.
Thank you so much. So like I teach women, I have a lot of women's groups, but I don't have any men's groups. And so like I'm wondering, like, what is the right platform to teach men? Because, you know, you can't really do it on Zoom. Mm-hmm. But I think that what you're doing is wonderful and you should keep on doing it. Mm-hmm. And I remember we were talking about what it's like living a nutritional and healthy lifestyle when your husband, obviously this is not us, but when your husband mm-hmm. has a little bit of like different preferences, whether it is a much larger preference to eating meat or going to sleep later, or just eating later at night when you want to stop eating earlier and you want to have like a healthier lifestyle habits. How do you go about it?
So I must say, at the beginning, it was a little difficult. We had to learn to like, because I could say it was a bit like becoming religious for me.
Interesting.
At the beginning, it was like...
Chozeret
b'tshuva. Right. I felt like I was like, you know, at the beginning, it was like, mamash chozeret b'tshuva. So I was maybe a little bit more extreme.
Yes.
As the years went by, I learned to accept him for what his choices are. Mm-hmm. And to cook separately if I need to, which I at home I do. I cook 3 meals.
Oh, really?
For myself, for my kids, and for my husband.
Okay.
I've gotten used to it.
Yeah.
I'd say that it's learning to just accept each other, to respect each other. Mm-hmm. And I have seen that over the years, the more I respect him, mm-hmm. the more he actually wants to make changes himself. Recently, he has even started running, which Ooh. Is like amazing because yes. he was always so against it.
Yes.
And like just out of the blue, he said to me, oh, I'm going running today. I was like, okay. I didn't say anything to him. I was like, wow. So I think that's really the main key is just to learn to respect. And also just if you want to eat earlier, then do that.
Yes.
And if your husband wants to eat later then and you want to sit with him, for example, then drink a cup of tea so you can sit with him. Take yourself a cup of tea and sit next mm-hmm. to him while he's eating.
Yes.
And that's fine.
Yes.
Or find maybe a lunchtime to eat together because you want to have dinner earlier right. by yourself. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's also fine. Try to find something which works for you. But don't give up on your goals and on your beliefs.
Yeah.
Because that's very important. If you feel like going to sleep earlier is important,
yes,
which it is, and he's not yet at that space, you know, he doesn't believe in it. Mm-hmm. So then go to sleep earlier. That's fine.
Yeah.
And that's what I do. I go to sleep earlier and my husband goes to sleep later and it's fine. We'll spend time together in the evening and then, you know, and right. then I'll go to sleep and he'll go to eat dinner, which is what happens a lot.
Right.
Which is fine.
Yeah. I really like it how like you stick to your values and you kind of like incorporate into your schedule the things that are important for you, mm-hmm. even if it's not like ideal, you know, mm-hmm. like when you think of like a happy couple, it's like they go to sleep at the same time or they eat at the same time. But no, it's like you're sticking to your values, eating at your times and going to sleep. And
100%,
I think, yeah, I think we've also started doing that in a way. And it's so funny because my husband also started recently just counting his steps and going for walks. I'm like, what did I do? What did I do right?
And he's amazing.
Like, he's like, yeah. He's like, don't get too excited. First, let's make it permanent. But I guess when you least expect it, it could happen. And also, I remember you were telling me about this like lunch date idea. And I have incorporated it actually into the schedule. It's like finding pockets of time to have like a nice little sweet lunch or, you know, just meeting throughout the day. It's like date night instead of date night. It's date days.
Did you?
Day dates.
Day dates, yeah.
Yeah, you have to be creative.
Nothing wrong with that. And you can also have day nights, date night dates.
Yes.
But it doesn't have to be around food.
Right.
We were talking about that. Not everything has to be around food.
Right, exactly. We live in a world where we think of date night and the first thing that pops up is food.
Yeah.
It doesn't need to be only food. I was actually thinking of like, what can I do on date night aside from eating? There has to be like, I feel like I wish there was a place that you can go to that food was not part of it. Okay, like it could be on the side, but like there would be games, there would be activities, like things that really increase intimacy. I feel like people are more hungry for intimacy than they are for food.
100%.
You know, when you're married to someone, I'm celebrating our second year anniversary with my husband next week. And like, you know, we're 2 years together. And like,
that's amazing.
Yeah. And every couple, you know, there are couples that are 20 and 40 years together. Like, how do you maintain that intimacy? And like, I wish there was like a place that could, you know, really feed that intimacy mm-hmm. through different out of the box date night ideas.
100%. So just going for a walk with your husband is great. So you get an exercise.
Yeah. Yeah.
Going for a bike ride. Yeah. We've done that. We've gone. And my husband's a tour guide.
Wow. I love that. A bike tour guide.
Yeah, bike tour guide. So we used to do that. We used to go for on walks, We did a walk from Takanamakazit to Nkerem.
Wow.
Together. And that was really nice. Going to the beach together, going swimming.
I love this.
Once we rented a private pool.
Oh yeah.
For the evening, and it was amazing.
Yeah,
it was so cool.
That's funny. I'm actually thinking they have this spa right outside of Jerusalem that has a private jacuzzi and a sauna. And,
amazing!
They have this beautiful TV on the wall. So, yeah, you really could think out of the box.
Yeah.
Drawing together. I had a cool idea where my husband is really into the news because he works for the news.
Oh.
So it can be that we both read a few different articles, and then we look them up, different stuff that interests us in two separate rooms. Then we come, we sit together, and we go through the articles, what we thought about the articles.
Oh, that's very cool.
To exchange intellectual conversation as well.
That's very nice.
Yeah, I guess there's lots of rooms. You just need to think out of the box. So we are right now entering the mid of the winter, and we see people getting viruses and getting colds left and right. So is there anything that you can recommend nutritionally for this upcoming or this season?
Yeah, definitely. So first of all, I like echinacea. Echinacea, would you say it in English?
Echinacea.
I call it echinacea.
Yes.
So this is great for immune system support.
Mm-hmm.
You can take it when you see first signs of a little bit of a cold.
Mm.
So you take it 3 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really great. Another supplement that I recommend is zinc.
Mm.
Okay.
What does zinc do?
So zinc, apart from helping support the immune system, it also is great for healthy skin.
Mm.
It's great for healthy hair.
Mm.
And nails.
Hmm.
So a lot of times when clients come to me, I ask them to bring me their blood tests first, and then I can see if someone's missing zinc in through their blood results.
Hmm.
And then I would recommend them to also eat foods, obviously with zinc, which are, for example, pumpkin seeds, sunflower seeds.
Hmm.
Okay, and also to take the supplement is great. And if you already do have a virus, then this is where, if you have a little bit of a cold or a little bit of a cough, then I would recommend to take garlic tablets.
Mm-hmm.
They're great for killing off all viruses. If you don't have
garlic tablets,
yeah.
That's so funny, after you get a cold. Okay. Do you have garlic spread? Does that also count?
So if you want to use fresh garlic.
Yes.
Okay, first of all, it tastes disgusting and leaves a horrible taste in your mouth. This, you just swallow it and you don't feel the taste, and it's much more concentrated, of course. But you can take garlic, crush it in a teaspoon of honey, and just swallow it down.
Interesting.
So that's great before you go to sleep. And that
does
kills
it need
off.
To be fresh garlic?
What else?
Not baked, not cooked?
Oh, I mean, obviously, anything that's fresh within vegetables and
it's more
fruits,
effective.
It's more effective.
Okay, I'm going to ask you 3 totally far-fetched questions. When you take a little bit of this, how much do you use?
A teaspoon.
Okay, a teaspoon and a teaspoon of each one of these.
About half a teaspoon of the moringa powder, yeah.
Okay, when you drink your tea, is it bad drinking it with normal milk? Let's say I put in here, khamdata shaked tea with a little bit of honey and milk. Would you cut out the milk, or would you recommend oat milk or a different type of milk?
Cow's milk you have in there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so...
Before 9:30, if I'm intermittent fasting.
Okay, we can talk about intermittent fasting as well.
Yes.
So the thing with milk, with dairy, it's very controversial. I just want to say, when I do the detox programs,
yes,
I tell people to go off dairy for a week.
Wow.
And see how they feel.
Mm.
See if it makes an influence on you. See if you have less bloatiness, less gas. And see how you feel, and then come back to me.
Interesting.
Because I can say that a lot of adults, we lose the enzymes to be able to absorb dairy products as the years go on.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
So I think that a lot of adults are sensitive to milk, but some aren't, and some can cope with drinking milk, and it's okay for them. So I'm not going to say to you yes or no regarding milk.
Yes.
You have to check and try for yourself. Mm-hmm. See if you're lactose intolerant or just to see if you feel better when you don't eat dairy.
Yeah.
I would, on the other hand, recommend goat's milk if you're going to be having dairy.
Okay.
I would say that goat's milk is better than cow's milk. It's just closer to the you know, look at the size of a cow and look at the size of a goat. Okay, goats are closer to humans than cows are. Mm. The cow's milk are, you know, are meant for the size of the cows. So, so that's really what I'd like to say about that.
Yes. And if you're intermittent fasting and you're having...
And let's go on to talk about intermittent fasting, but I just want to get myself a cup of water. I realized that I didn't bring with me water today.
Yes.
So let me do that quickly. Yes, I recommend drinking a lot of water throughout the day.
Yeah, especially if you're having fiber and you're having flax seeds and all the goodness that you have.
Yes, but I definitely recommend to drink the water in between the meals and not during the meals.
Mm-hmm. The Rambam's way.
The Rambam's way, yes. I'm a big believer of the Rambam diet. I like to incorporate that into my nutrition.
Yeah.
So we were talking about intermittent fasting.
Yes.
So I like intermittent fasting, but I must say that it's not for everyone. Mm-hmm. And that, again, you have to be careful. And you start with 12 hours, move on to 14 hours. But it is an excellent tool for losing weight. Mm-hmm. Really, really good. Again, you start slowly. Mm-hmm. So start with 12 hours and then move up to 14 hours. Mm-hmm. See how you feel. If you feel weak or dizzy at any time, then you definitely must eat. Mm-hmm. And then you come back to me and then we talk about it and we see... Right. If it's the right diet for you.
So I actually started doing intermittent fasting and I really have enjoyed doing it. I feel like my system works a lot faster and just throughout the day, it's like less hours of eating. So you don't need to worry as much what you're going to eat, how you're going to eat, when. It does make it a lot easier. And I'm really grateful that you mentioned it in general.
Amazing.
My question is that like if, for example, I am intermittent fasting and I'm only starting to eat at 9:30 in the morning, if I have a cup of tea with a little bit of milk inside, whether it be cow's milk or oat's milk, is that okay?
Uh-huh. So the milk, I think, is okay. The honey, not so much.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so so you could have it with milk. A little bit of milk, I don't think that's going to ruin your, your intermittent fasting.
Okay.
The honey has more calories in it, and I would generally try to omit the honey if you can from the tea.
Right. So like last night, for example, I was feeling a little bit of a sore throat, and that's why I took a little bit of honey, right? Because honey has antioxidants. It fights off the bacteria.
Yes, raw honey.
Raw honey.
The minute you heat it up, it becomes sugar.
Oh, I did not know that.
So definitely, if you're going to raw honey, it's great for you. And then teaspoon of honey.
Oh.
And that's where you can crush your garlic.
Oh, okay.
And put it in your teaspoon of honey.
The garlic and honey.
Yeah, that's really good for sore throat.
Really?
Excellent, yeah.
Crushed garlic and honey.
And ginger.
And ginger.
Mm. A piece of ginger. Ginger you can put in your tea.
Right, right.
You can also put a clove of garlic in your tea.
Interesting.
Cut it up.
Yeah.
And then eat the garlic afterwards because it kind of heats it up a little bit and, and it softens it. And it's okay to eat it. It won't be so strong and so difficult to eat.
Okay, great. Those are great flavors together. Actually, there's a really beautiful dip of dates and dates, garlic, and olive oil together. It is so lovely together. We had it on Rosh Hashanah. I never thought those flavors would go together. It melts in your mouth.
It's
You have to try that. And and leek. And there's leek in there.
Oh, cool. Yeah, lovely.
Delicious. Yeah. So, okay, the other far-fetched question I have is, what day of a woman's cycle would you recommend to get blood tests? Because I know that when a woman is on her period, her iron is lower, and everything is different in the body.
So I don't think it makes such a difference, because your blood tests, you won't see it in the blood tests of whether, you know, the little bit of the iron. You could do it anytime.
Really?
Anytime you want.
Interesting.
The blood tests don't change from day to day.
Right.
For example, they give you vitamin B.
Right.
They only let you check it once a year. It takes a time. It takes time for your blood.
Right. Because also I saw that if you want to test your vitamin B in your blood, you need to withdraw from it for 3 whole weeks.
Yeah. Not for 3 whole weeks. Though,
no.
Not like Zim.
I was
5 days.
5 days.
If you're taking a B supplement, B12 supplement.
Yeah.
So don't take it for 5 days and then do your blood test.
What about the rest? What if I'm taking omega-3? What if I'm taking...
No, you don't see that in the...
Folic acids.
So folic acid is the same thing. You have
also,
to stop
really,
five days before.
Hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
Interesting.
Folic acid, because that's one of the Bs, folic acid.
Right. Oh, really?
Yeah, it comes into one of the
interesting.
You know.
And would you recommend for women to do like a blood test like once a year?
100%. Not
really?
Just women. Men as well. Children.
Really?
Once a year to go, at least once a year. I would even say once every half a year. But once a year to check your blood tests, to take it to a nutritionist, let them analyze it, because the doctors do not care.
Really?
They don't look at your blood tests. And as long as you don't go on the red line, they don't care. But sometimes you can prevent a lot of different illnesses just by looking at your blood tests.
Wow.
and taking the supplements or changing your diet.
Wow. Oh my gosh, you inspired me. Maybe, so you know what? It's just 5 days. And if you don't take folic acid and all these things for
five days, it's fine. And just take other things to help you and you'll be fine.
Yeah? So yes. Like some of these magic powders.
Really magic powders. I'm telling you, they give you energy. Really amazing.
Wow. That's incredible. Oh my gosh. I feel like you're like a Rebbitzin of nutrition. I just want to like ask you questions all day long.
Feel free.
Okay.
I'm glad I can help.
Awesome. Great. So how can people find you?
Okay. So first of all, they can find me on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
I have a page, mm-hmm. Ruti Fizon. It's in Hebrew. Resh Vav Taf Yud. Fizon Pe Yud Zain Vav Nun. It's written there also in Hebrew, Ma'amenet Ritza, which is a running trainer, and Yoetzet Zuna, a nutritionist. I can give you my phone number. We can also write it underneath the podcast.
And we can also write the recipes.
And the recipes, yes. My phone number is 0544-963-522, and you can send me a message on WhatsApp.
Yeah.
I work a lot with just like, you know, people just...
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth,
yes.
Yeah. And also because I work for different matnasim.
Yes.
So I have a lot of running groups. Almost every night I have a different running group.
Yes.
So a lot of the women just come through the... I work through Iriyat Yerushalayim. This Motzei Shabbat, I'm starting a program for Olim Chadashim, who have been here for the last 10 years. So I'm doing it's actually free for them to come on Motzei Shabbat. It's going to be a nutrition and sports class, and that's through the Matnas of Baka.
That's incredible.
So, yeah.
And if anyone is taking Ruti's running classes, you can also come to Hana Bana, Modest Active Wear, and fill up one of these own tote bags for yourself.
And they're amazing. They're so comfortable and light. All of her running gear are just really pleasant to wear, pleasant on the skin.
Yeah.
And you feel like it's like air. You just feel like really running with air. It's amazing.
Yeah, yeah. It's really funny. A lot of people say they leave the house and they feel like they're not wearing anything.
Yeah. And it can be sneers and modest at the same time.
Yeah. And the funny thing about it is we've been using this fabric for so long. And after a while, I was like, I want to learn more about this fabric. Where does it come from? Like, you know, what is it about? We found out that the material that we use for Hana Bana Modest Activewear is actually a material designed for people with sensitive skin.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, so people with like psoriasis, for example, used to come to me and they used to be like, I've tried at least 20 other brands. Nothing has worked for me. I'm going to come to your house to try it on for 10 minutes and see how it feels. And it's like, it's amazing. And they're like, and this, I don't feel like I'm wearing anything and I feel wonderful.
Amazing.
And suddenly like everything clicked, and it's also fabric design also for running. So maybe I'll do like a special coupon code. If you order your Hana Bana through this podcast, you can use a special discount code for 10% off. Type in Ruti10. And you'll get that special discount.
For my running groups as well.
And for your
Let's do that together.
Let's do that. I like this.
10% off running groups and 10% off getting the gear. That's amazing. That way they come ready.
Yeah.
They have the right clothes.
Come ready to go.
Yeah.
Yes.
And ready to run.
Yeah, ready to run with Ruti.
Lovely.
Yeah, awesome. Okay, so thank you.
Thank you. It was wonderful.
It's fascinating how much you share in common with other fellow runners, such as mental stability being so much more stable once you've exercised, how the foods that you eat throughout the day, if they're healthy and nutritious, you just end up feeling better with yourself, and just different ways of juggling your fitness journey with your family life in a way that just improves your overall unity and happiness with your family. So I hope this podcast had a positive impact on your day. I hope you picked up a few little tidbits here and there. And don't hesitate to go and get yourself a 10% discount, either on Ruti's services and running groups, or on our modest, beautiful activewear Hanabana at hanabana.com. I'll see you on the next episode.